Blog Talk Radio.
God is so good. You want God to take you as you are. Take you as you are. We all have flaws. All make mistakes. But God loves us. He's going to take us as we are. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. And I am your host, Elder QT. Amen. I'm here to serve you and serve my master. Amen. God is so good. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you today. Just thank you for being who you are, a sovereign God, an all-knowing God, a God that sits high and looks low, a God that is just inseparable, a God that's loving and trusting, a God that will take you no matter who you are because He loves us. And that's something we need to understand, amen? Our God is an awesome God. And we want God to continue to take us as we are. No matter how many times we fall down, God will take you as you are. No matter how many mistakes you made, God will take us as we are. Take us as I am, O Lord. Take me as I am. Amen. God, just continue to take each and every last one of us. Bless everyone that's on the line, dear God, and everyone that's listening from the internet, on the computer. So, Lord, just please cover them with the blood and just take whatever they're going through, take them as they are. Lift them up, lift their families up, their job, their neighbors, their community. Lift them up and take them as they are. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is, I just want to thank everybody today for being so obedient, joining today. And I'm just allowing God to lead me and guide me and take me through this and knowing that He will take me as I am, like He will take you as you are. Amen. You know, so many people described Jesus. You know, we know about the death of Jesus and being on the cross and a cinematic showing of him. It was as we watched and we read about the passion of Christ and knowing what he went through. You know, we know that Jesus had been crucified, but we also, some of us, are so oblivious to the details of Jesus going through the trials and tribulation that he was encountering. Amen. I mean, we never heard that Jesus was beaten in a swollen lump of flesh. We never heard that Jesus was whipped with a cat 09 tails. Amen. You know, with sharpened pieces of bones and glass that ripped the skin off his back. Amen. We never heard of these things. We never heard that he had carried his own splendoring cross up a hill to a place of execution. We never heard that the Roman soldiers drove nails the size of railroad spikes through his wrists. Amen? We never heard of these things. See, we thought that Jesus was just as fluffy as a lamb, or a man who walked around saying, "I love you. You're my children. I bless you." But the man we know and read about was more, way more complex, way more powerful than what we can see or hear. You see, Jesus was sensitive, but he was also like a lot of us. You know, a lot of us so-called tough guys in the crowd. You see, you roughnecks out there, see, you know, we think we're so tough, but in reality, we can't measure to a grain of salt next to Jesus. See, we picture in our mind this Jesus was a frail and weak and bashful, that he was kind of a person who would have been eaten alive if he was on the streets of Detroit, streets of Chicago, New York, L.A., Oakland. Amen. But that man in the Bible that is being described was both gentle and strong. He was someone that you could respect and trust at the same time. How many of us can someone on the outside of your four walls say, "I respect him or her. I trust him or her. This is who I am. Take me as I am." In 1 Corinthians, it says, 16:20, it says, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God." We know that we're made in his image. And no matter what we're going through, no matter how many times we slip, God still loves us. And he will take us as we are, no matter who we are. You see, you look at a scene from our own life flashing before our eyes, you know, things that we have done when we was growing up, and we're probably not proud of it now, but you know, we was in that zone back in the days. You know, the young girls that we messed around with, you know, in secret as a child. You know, the pain and insignificance resulting from, you know, you being without a father. But Jesus still will take you as you are. The apathy that we felt as a child about Big Mama's mission work, you know, Mama's always at church, or Mama's always working, scrubbing the floor, or Mama's doing this. And we feel in these, you know, we're thinking about it. We say, "Where is Mama?" Or "What happened to Pops?" You know, Pop left us and allowed Mama to have to leave home and work so we can have something to eat. You know, it makes you want to, like some individuals say, man, I don't believe in the Bible. And you know, and you can see it in there, just sizing that individual up. And we can see him taking a fistful of papers and ripping the Bible because he doesn't believe in it, because things in his life just was not going right. You know, the way that he flippantly used God's name as a curse word. You know, we ran across these individuals. We probably know some of these individuals. Everything that was stolen, everything that they smoke, everything that they consume. You know, we see these individuals, the rebelliousness of the flesh. And the flesh can make you rebel because we need the Spirit to lift us and guide us and pull us up. Amen? Even though we know that we did wrong, even though we know that we might disrespect our parents, our teachers, our neighbors, you know, and classmates or whatever. We know that if we just lift our eyes towards the hills, if we just lift our eyes to the heaven, if we just confess, if we just ask God for forgiveness, allow God to take you as you are. Because there is no perfect one on earth. The only perfect one was Jesus. Amen. Take me as I am. God is just so good. Take me as I am. And that's what we need to keep saying to ourselves. What I did in the past is in the past. Take me, O Lord. Take me as I am. Yeah, it's not about my neighbors. It's not about my brothers, my sisters, my mother and father. It's not about my aunties and uncles. It's about me. They cannot die for my salvation. It's about me. I got to make it right. I got to make it right. They might be praying for me, but I have to make it right. Take me as I am. My Lord, my Lord. And what we need to do, we need is just to go into our little prayer closet. And we need to ask God to take me as I am. Reach out to him. Just reach out. Ask the Lord, say, Lord, please. I know I'm a sinner. You know, Lord, I can't pull anybody else and say, you know, Joe made me do it. You know, John made me do it. And, you know, yeah, I went along with the peer pressure, but now I'm ready to stand up on my own because I know that Jesus was bought. See, if he was bought at a price, he took away and consumed and embodied it and grasped my sins. And he did this for me. He was crucified for me. Amen. The price Jesus paid was for me. The beating was for me. The nails in the hands was for me. He died for me. Take me as I am. You know, it's just like, you know, if we get into that prayer closet, you can meditate and you can see your life is flashing before you. You know, as you pray to God, you know, you're saying the Lord, you know, I know what I did in the past, you know, the things that I secretly did, and I thought it was hidden from you. But I realize now, no things go unnoticed in your presence. Yeah, I know you knew all of my mistakes, but still, he died for us. Look, some of us, you know, or the atheists, they don't even like God, but yet, God still loves them. Despite everything, God bought us as a price. You know, our inhibitions and disintegrated, and we need to collapse on our knees while we're in that prayer closet. I wouldn't sit in a chair. Collapse on your knees while you're there. Let that crying come out. Let that tears flow down your face. We need to care more, my brothers and sisters. We need to care more, not only about ourselves and knowing our identity, but about others, and let them know that God will take you as you are. You want to say, please forgive me, God. You know, God will forgive you. I'm sorry, but please forgive me for my sins. And in turn, you must forgive others. So God can forgive you. Amen. We should pray like never before. We should admit to everything as if God don't already know. We should admit it so we can enhance our own spirituality. We should beg for forgiveness for it all. And as you finish your prayer, rise up, my brothers and sisters. Rise up to your feet. Can't you feel for the first time it was like the weight has been just lifted? You know, carrying that whole life has been heavy on you. After you exit that prayer closet, you can feel the baggage and all of the depression and all of the pent-up anger we had inside of us has been released. Amen. I've got to take you as you are. Amen. Take you as you are. Take me as I am, O Lord. See, you can feel the burden being lifted. You can feel like someone has just cleaned that filthiness and that ugliness part of you. Just wiped it clean. Part that even you was too ashamed deal with. That's what God can do. He can remove all of that filthiness, all that ugliness you have in your heart, in your conscious, in your subconscious. It will stop you from behaving the way you're behaving. It will stop you from consuming alcohol. It will stop you from snorting cocaine. It will stop you from smoking crack. You want to take that crack, my brothers and sisters. Take that crack that you've been using in the crack house and take it to Christ's house. Amen. Take that crack house. Leave that crack house. Never look back and go to Christ's house. Take that crime that you've been involved in and indulging in for years. Take that crime and become a Christian. Learn the word. Learn the word, my brothers and sisters. Shake off that baggage and keep walking with your head up high. And all of that secret that you were ashamed of and you spoke it to God, in your closet, made you felt like a new creature when you walked out. Because we know that if God sent his son on earth to die for us, we know without a doubt that the Bible, the true Bible, that talks about the things that Jesus did was true, and it was all true. Maybe this is the rescuing that you need. This is the hope that you need. Maybe God was the father you never had, the mother you never had, the sister or brothers you never had, but you've been wanting it and didn't know where to go, knocking on the wrong door, looking at the individuals that opened the door with a smile on his and her face, and you think this is the way. Wrong answer. God has chosen you because you have been bought with the price. And he can use your servant. Amen. Our Lord, we need just to open our ears, allow our ear gate to filter good things through it. Amen. We need to be jumping for joy, dancing like David. We need to ask God, oh Heavenly Father, please take me as I am. Lord, we don't need to smoke weed anymore. We don't need to drink anymore. We don't need to rob and steal anymore. We don't need to prostitute anymore. We don't need to lie anymore. Amen. We don't need to do these things anymore. Because God has something more for you. God has something more fulfilling for you. We don't need to impress people with our stupid behavior anymore. Because we know that when we find Christ, we know that we are part of that community that has value and humility over ego. So now we don't have to go out and impress people by buying a brand new car or buying a house. These items you can't afford, but you still want to impress people. Buying suits and shoes you know you can't afford, but you're doing it to impress individuals. We don't need to do that anymore. Because God will take you as you are. He will take me as I am. We don't need to keep trying to fill the hole left by, you know, in our heart. We don't need to try to fill that hole that was left when daddy left the house, or when mama left the house, or daddy passed away, or mama passed away. We need to gain that Heavenly Father that is always there to guide us and lead us and direct us. At this time, my brothers and sisters, we need to feel that sense of purpose, the sense of identity, to know who you are in Christ, so you can stand up and proclaim the word of God. Amen. So you may be all of this and much, much more. Because God will take you as you are. Because he died for us. He paid the price. Can't you just feel the peace within you? And the next time you go into that prayer closet, you're gonna feel that fervent feeling of rejuvenation where you can just get in there and just pray without ceasing. where you can try, where you can express the joy and gratitude and the kind of emotion that God has given you, has given you, because He paid the price, and now you, and now you're asking God, and you're thanking Him for His grace and mercy for bringing you here thus far. We know that God has sorted everything out for us. And we might have a lot of questions for Him now. And when we do, listen for the answer. Listen for direction. Allow that silence to permeate the room, the space that you're in. Can't you hear God's calling you? Amen. Can't you hear it? It says, then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your father has sent me to you, and they ask, what is his name? What should I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. Take me as I am, O Lord. And he said, say this to the people of Israel. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. And thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. That's in Exodus 3:13. Our God is an awesome God. And he will reign forever, forever. Amen. Hey, my brothers and sisters, in the next, several days, I just hope that you go into your prayer closets and you make a move. As they say, you bust a move. You bust a move. Fall down on your knees and just ask him. Ask him to allow you to trust, put your whole trust in him, that you're surrendering to him. Amen. That this is the time, my brothers and sisters. I've got to take you as you are, as we are. We're not perfect. We're still growing. We're still being molded. We're still at the potter's house. Yeah, we go in and out, in and out, in and out. Because we know that there's something that's lacking in our life. So we had to go back to the potter's house. Amen. We know that God is always there. God is an awesome God. And we need to magnify his name. And instead of signify, we need to magnify his name to the Most High. We need to thank him for everything he has done thus far in our lives. And we still got a ways to go. Because eternity for us is around the corner, my brothers and sisters. And we must pull somebody that don't have that salvation, someone that is around the corner. We can just reach your arms around the corner and wiggle your fingers so someone can grab hold to it. So you can bring somebody with you, someone with you. Just like David went after that one sheep. We need to go after one individual and bring him or her to Christ and allow them to know the name of God. If they get to know God, when they get to believe in God, when they get to trust in God, their daily affairs will be a lot smoother. They can see things a lot differently because they can see that light at the end of the tunnel. They can feel differently. They will walk differently. They will talk differently. Their thought patterns will be differently. Their work will be differently. Amen. This is what we want. This is what we need. When we give God's name to others, we know that his word will not go void. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. He's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. His grace and mercy will bring us through. Amen. His grace and mercy will bring us through because we know God is love. Amen. God is love. Take a break. Pause for the calls. And I'll be right back. And I won't keep you long. Amen. Amen, amen. We want God to take us as we are. We're not trying to put feathers on our head and silk on our backs and gator shoes. We want God to take us as we are. He wants the real you. He wants the original. He doesn't want a copy. He wants the original. So allow God to take you as you are. God is just an awesome God. And if, just in case, you don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, we want God to lift us up. We want to just, you know, grab those individuals that you see and maybe on a sick bay and that they don't know God. And maybe just walking the streets they don't know God, and you want to just, you know, give them something, give them a comforter, let them know what a, you know, what a comforter is, let them know they can go for their strength. You know, if you feed them, you can talk to them. Amen. You just want to tell them that, you know, our God died for us. He paid a price. And you can tell them that if they declare with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in their hearts that God was raised from the dead, that they will be saved. Just those little few words can go a long way, can touch so many hearts. Amen. Our God is just an awesome God. That's all we need to do. Say, Lord, just take me as I am. Because he knew us before we were born. He knew us. So he knows us. We don't have to put on a front, this facade. We don't have to impress him like we do other people. We don't have to run fast to impress. We don't have to talk fast, talk intelligently, talk with some highfalutin words that even you don't understand. We don't have to do this. We can talk to God like we're talking naturally. We don't need to impress him because he knows us. And he will take us as we are. There's no if about it. He will. Those are his words. Take me as I am, O Lord. Take me as I am. Once again, I just want to thank each and every one of you for being on the line, for being obedient, not to me, but to our Heavenly Father, for knowing that, you know, maybe something that was said this evening will radiate inside of you where you can convey that to other people. You know, even just the little words. Brothers and sisters, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But if we stop now and allow God to take us as we are, we're a step further, a step ahead. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you once again for being obedient to the word and allowing God to take you as you are, as you accept others for their fault, and you take them as they are and meet them at their level so you can do well. Amen. Take me as I am. That's what we want to ask every day. Lord, take me as I am. I'm not perfect. I'm weak. And only you can make me strong. Take me as I am. Amen. Allow God to take you. Once again, I appreciate you. I appreciate your prayers, Pastor and I. Just continue to pray for us. And at 6 o'clock, we have Brother Dave coming on, Spirit of a Soldier. Amen. And just remember, my brothers and sisters, allow God to take you as you are. Because I say this to myself, God, take me as I am. You took me before I was born. You're going to take me afterwards. Amen. Amen. I'm going to allow Pastor and Prophet Teresa to have a few words. And I thank you once again for being dedicated to the line, for just supporting us and praying for us. Because your prayers give us strength. Your prayers lift us. Your prayers take us that extra mile. Even if we thought about quitting, those prayers just keep pushing you in the back. Move on. Move, move, move. Amen. Thank you once again. We love you with the love of Christ. Take me as I am. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take me as I am. That's how we come to the Lord. Here's the good news about Jesus. We don't have to wait to get our lives in order. And when we take the step to move forward in Christ, when we think we're not good enough, when we're at that breaking point, God wants us broken. He wants us to be broken so that he can use us. When you're broken, you know that you need him. And if we keep waiting to get things right, we'll never come. We can never earn salvation by the things we do. It's a gift from God. So no matter what we think we can do, earn salvation, we can't. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. Hallelujah. And if you turn your Bible to Ephesians 2 and 8, and this is one of my favorite scriptures. For it is by grace you have been saved. Through faith. And so this is not from yourself. It's a gift from God. Good news. So we, as Jesus accepts us as we are, and we work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling, so we don't stay the same. You know, when you come into this world, you're a baby, and you're not always to remain a baby. You're going to have to grow up, and then the eagle going to stir the nest, and you got to get out of the nest. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're progressively growing in Christ. We take baby steps. And then before you know it, you're leaping. And before you know it, you're jumping and jumping and jumping off mountains. And hallelujah, not only jumping off of them, you're moving mountains because it's all by faith. When we come to Jesus, he sees us as we are. And as Elder was saying, he accepts us, all warped, all sinful, all tainted, marked up. God said, come, come, come unto me. So now we can release the good news to others that when we say, Jesus, take me as I am, when they make excuses and say, I want to wait until I get this right, or I need to fix this or fix that. No, come as you are. Amen. Let me give you one more scripture just to substantiate Isaiah 64 and 6, it talks about all of us has become like one who is unclean. And all of our righteousness, all of our righteous acts are as filthy rags, as filthy rags. Amen. And this is what the Bible says. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. See, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Let the love and acceptance and mercy and grace and forgiveness of Jesus Christ touch your life today. Let the cry of your heart be echoed in the word. When Jesus said, take me as I am, he said, I come to you just as I am. And I'm telling you, if you're faithful over a few things, he'll make you rule over many. So what does that mean? Be faithful and diligently seeking him in your prayer closet, in that place of intimacy. And watch what God will do. Watch how he grow you up. Watch how he teach you. Watch how he lead you. Watch how he'll guide you. Watch how he'll direct you. And when we make one step, hallelujah, glory to God, he will make two. And I just literally see in the spirit saying, no more excuses. Hallelujah. Let us make known the glory of the Lord. Take us as he take us. And we walk with him, let him lead and guide you. Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder, for an awesome teaching. Thank you for just pressing through and just not even looking back at all. Because when you are wrapped up and tangled up in God, even though the wind may blow, hurricanes may come, the flood may get to your elbows, hallelujah, but you're still pressing your way. And how do we press our way? I'm going to say this and let you go, because Elder stirred up something. You cast your cares upon the Lord. And that's what we as believers have to learn to do. In Psalm 55 and 25, it says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will. He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. The righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God is our refuge and our strength, and he is a very, very present help in the time of trouble. If we call on him, he'll answer. Amen. And I talked about on yesterday, your words can create your destiny. Amen, amen. I just say thank you, everyone, once again. And as Elder said, continue to pray for us as we march up the King's Highway together. Hallelujah. There's some great things coming. And I just say it keep happening for us. Things keep happening for us. When the enemy tried on this end, God show up on that end. He's faithful and he's just. Amen. Glory to God. So those that are on the line, we want to invite you. I believe FM AM is coming on at 6 o'clock hour. So if I'm not mistaken, I believe it is. But call back in, tune in, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, and you can tune in on the website, or you can call 646-668-2780. Father, we thank you for this time with you. God, we ask you to use us, give us. We ask you to show us, Lord, what you would have us to do. Father, make each and every one of us visionaries. Not only will we see the vision, we'll know the vision, and you will fulfill our vision because we see it in the Spirit. So we ask these blessings in the mighty Master's name of Jesus. Cover your people who are called by your name. Keep us humble before you as we exalt your holy name. So in the name of Jesus, as we leave this place, we will never, ever, ever leave your presence. In the name of Jesus, amen. Glory to God. Well, I say bless everyone. Go and grab somebody by the hand and tell them, let the Lord take you just as you are. God bless everyone. Put some super on your natural. God bless you all.
But I started seeing how God was just moving in my life, connecting me with the right people that would push me into purpose. And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and I was looking at some homes. I said, one day I want a house like that. And the Lord just kept, he kept showing me series and sequence of events that were just flashing through my mind. And I started crying, and I became overwhelmed. This keeps happening to me. It keeps happening for me. And I was in the car by myself, and I said, God, I thank you. I won't complain. I'll trust you. So I started, the lyrics just started coming to me. And I said, my seed is blessed. My money is blessed. My body is blessed. It keeps happening for me. And then we'll cover our family. I'm covering my family. I'm making better decisions. Destroying every addiction. Oh, my feeling guilty about this guy. If you can just lift your hands and go with me and I say, I accept your blessing. I trust you with my future. Cause your way of life, come on, sing it, is the best thing for me. We're just gonna go here and let's just take it all the way in and let's worship him. Sing it like you mean it.